In these
troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill the Green.
Hold up. Hey, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. He is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor. Bill Vickery, presented by Smart Buick GMC. Trucks are on the lot and ready to move. Check out their inventory at smartbuickgmc.com.
So, incredibly, you know, oldest dealership in
Arkansas. Yeah, how about that? In early
1900s. This is what I want us to do, David, because Roger Smart.
Yes.
Lives in between us.
I think so, yes.
We triangulated him.
Yes.
I just want us to show up at his house one night and ring the doorbell and knock on the door and just see if they do anything.
Yes. They're down in Whitehall, and you said, his great-great-grandfather.
Right. Was Maxwell Smart.
From,
right.
Who's number one.
From Get Smart. Yes, everyone knew.
Roger, did you hear Bill when he was saying who was the star? What was the character's name in Get Smart? Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the character's name? Remember?
Maxwell Smart.
Yeah.
But what was maybe what was his
what was his sidekick's 99. Number? 99. Yeah.
What was her name?
Had a huge crush on her.
Yeah. What was her name?
I think she was 99. He was 86.
That was his number, but she was never referred to as a name in the show. She was
not to my knowledge.
99.
Yeah. And I actually liked the movie remake with Steve Carell in that.
Yes.
And The Rock.
Yeah.
Steve Carell.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I actually liked that. Yeah.
Did you ever watch any of these? And I watched over the weekend, I watched Dean Martin as Matt Helm.
Oh, yeah.
When it was it was basically Dean Martin playing James Bond, but as Dean Martin, and that was Matt Helm. And, like, women all around him, you know, just the whole very cool Dean Martin with the cocktail in his hand.
Anybody cooler than Dean Martin?
Never in the history of man has there been someone cooler
than
Dean
Martin. Steve McQueen's on the Mount Rushmore.
Steve McQueen's cool. Now, in that movie,
but he's
with
movie
Matt
star.
Helm,
in he's the, movie star cool.
Hollywood, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, you know, the chick plays, what's
Sharon
her name?
Tate.
Sharon Tate, and Sharon Tate was in a Matt Helm movie.
Right.
That was one of them Dean Martin movies. That was the movie that she went to see in that movie was Matt Helm.
Right, it was Matt Helm.
Dean Martin was so cool.
He was cool.
When he was young and healthy and at his prime.
Even when he's doing, I have just the vague, fond memories of one, both the Man of the Year roast.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You can't put that stuff on television.
No.
There's no way. And frankly, you watch it now on YouTube and it's censored.
Yes.
You know, and so smoking and drinking and the fake audience and
I remember his show. He would have the
variety show.
Yeah, he would have a special mystery guest.
Yes.
Now, supposedly he didn't know who was coming through the door. Right.
And I
would not want to do that, Roger, because I would forget their names.
He was big fan of doing everything in one take.
Okay.
So you got a lot of those scenes that were filmed for that variety show. That's it. They do it one time.
He wasn't at rehearsal, too.
It's just spontaneous.
That
which
probably makes for a bad movie, doesn't it?
Well, it makes for him being him, though.
He's authentic.
I think the Matt Helm stuff. Yeah,
I believe The Silencers, one of the Matt Helm movies that he did, was the first movie ever to have a post-credit scene. Fun fact.
Sounds like Christian Weaver, our producer, is back.
Yep.
He's back. I think he's over the 90 percentile.
He's over the
90 percentile. Because, Bill, a lot of people were saying that they felt like Acri has obviously stepped in and squashed his singing. Because he's not been able to sing much the last couple of weeks. And people go, what's happening?
Most people are saying thank you.
No, they're not saying that. We're gonna flex our singing muscles. We're going to defeat AI. We're going to defeat AI. Roger's going
to
continue.
It's up to us to defeat AI.
Yes, Roger's going to continue to have great songs, parody songs. He's done over 200 of them.
Yes.
Do you use ChatGPT or AI?
What?
That's 100%.
That's offensive.
Roger Scott. Yeah. Well, I wanted it
this
out
is all
there.
Roger.
Well, right.
Now, most of his songs are outstanding, but I'm sure he's had a few. He'll look back and go,
wow.
You know, that wasn't my best greatest effort. But
are you going to take
that,
Roger?
Well, it's tough when you're dealing with 2 in 10 seasons every year.
I wrote 2 in 10 songs. And I honestly, those are some of my favorites.
We'll certainly have Roger will start that coming up soon. This is one of my favorite times of the year, Bill. We got talking today about how many hours, according to the study, that some parents are spending 400 hours a year doing lunches for their kids, include prep, grocery shopping. Let's go to Bill Vickery. Let's go to Van Buren. Did your mom did she fix your lunch for you going to school?
So, yes.
Okay.
fixed the launch. First of all, we lived a block and a half from the grade school.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I was close enough. And then just a little further to the middle school. So I was able, I walked.
Oh, how cool is that?
To school, yeah.
Very nice.
And you got two or three kids in the neighborhood, and we walked, yeah, you know, together. Over. And, you know, for a variety of reasons, I always took my lunch.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember what you made?
It was a lot of bologna.
Bologna was big back in the day.
And you sliced it in half, yeah. And I would have the half a bologna sandwich, and I'm trying to think of three other things. No, if they were, there weren't individual bags of chips.
Yeah, they were.
They were taken out of a larger bag
or a
when
can.
It was the knockoff brand. It was like a cheese poof. Not a cheese puff.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Or we had Craigmont Cola, not Coca-Cola. Okay.
Yeah.
But then they were put into a smaller Ziploc bag.
Yes. Yeah.
And that Ziploc bag lasted a whole semester.
Did you
brought it home?
Did you make the transition to the themed lunchbox, $6 Million Man,
so,
Planet of the Apes?
Gilligan's Island.
Okay. Let me drop this one. You know, my dad was our county sheriff.
Yes.
Okay. So for Christmas in the third grade,
yes.
I got an Adam 12 lunchbox.
Very nice.
Okay? Very cool.
Very
and
exciting.
It was really, really cool. And then what was funny, so first day I carry it to school. Okay, back to school. I was very excited to carry this lunchbox with me. Okay? I'm walking with my lunchbox because somebody had an Evel Knievel lunchbox. Now, you know, I'm in the in crowd.
Yes.
No thermos.
Yeah.
There wasn't a thermos with it, but I had, And so I get there, I open up my lunchbox, and I see way down in the corner of it, property of the Crawford County Sheriff's Department. It was part of a robbery.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And it was used as evidence.
Your dad, outstanding.
And he got that and brought it over.
He repurposed it.
Yeah. Of course, you know, you go back to the thermos. So remember the problem with the thermos? If it...
That little latch.
If something happened, happened on the thermos,
it broke
inside of it, you would...
it was over.
Yeah, it was over.
It killed
you. It was long before Yeti... This thing kept things hot, cold.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant marketing back then to put, because you only had three channels.
The thermos,
and just to have
lunchbox
to have the theme of that.
And I remember that thermos because my friend Evan Duvall and his Evel Knievel lunchbox had the thermos, and he kept it up. I remember it weighed 17 pounds because it was so thick. And then you got 2 ounces of whatever was in the liquid. You know, it was like this little bitty compressed shot glass.
The top was your cup, man.
Yes, the top was a cup.
It was like you were adventure. It's like you were camping.
Right.
You know, you had to. You were out there. You were drinking your whatever it was in your thermos.
So we were talking too today about when did you transition to where you were eating the school lunches? And some people can. We found out there was a parent today that the mother does 4 pack lunches. Every day the kids, and so some kids.
Wow.
And I guess I was thinking, crazy. You know, that school lunches are paid for now. There are a lot of programs out there to help folks who are dealing.
They were in the 70s too.
Yeah,
they were in the 70s.
We were part of that.
But they're still doing that. But still, somebody's still doing the old making the lunch, which I think is great. You know, which is wonderful. And so you never rode the school bus?
No. No, because then when I got to junior high, which was a little further away, really couldn't walk it. Although it was interesting, for football practice, had to walk from the junior high to the football field, which was really close to my house.
Yeah.
So I guess technically I could have, but that would have taken 20 minutes.
Okay, let me raise the bar even higher.
Yeah.
What about security patrol?
Roger
and I both were members of security patrol.
We would
walk literally 500 yards away from school,
right.
With a flag and a what do you call a sash.
What
badge.
Did you have to put the flag on?
And we would stop traffic.
Nine years old.
That today?
I got a dowel rod.
Stopped right here.
Plastic flag.
No adults.
That wasn't around by the time I got.
No adults.
Stopped traffic. I let kids go from the street to tip top.
Can you imagine? Yep. That's what we used to do. With this country, it was great.
Bananas.
There's no supervision.
Third graders.
That sounds so bad.
Right? No. Well, we were smoking.
I loved it.
We had kids in the fourth grade.
But anyway, it's a fun time of the year. Everybody's sort of getting back in the swing of things. Thank you to our teachers and everybody out there in the education system that does a good job.
Four lunches a morning.
I know.
It's what we need to do. I want to get some more of your deserving dozen. I want Patrol Boy. I want a Patrol Boy reunion.
Somebody said SpaghettiOs were perfect in the thermos.
Horrible.
Okay, but by the way, yeah, I go back, Roger. I've got a picture, Roger, of our team, the security patrol team in front of the flag flagpole, which we would take down and put up the flag every day.
Yeah. Well, yep.
I knew people that did that.
That was another. That was another thing.
That was a biggie.
That's right.
Were y'all like hall monitors and stuff too?
Hall monitor. No, I was not.
Come on, snitches.
I sold school supplies. I would go around the school supplies with the
pencil.
Pencils, erasers. You had all kinds of stuff.
The erasure that you could put on top of the pencil.
Yes.
Remember that? It looked kind of an odd.
Frito Bandito.
I have them in my deal.
Remember that you would get the chips and you have Frito Bandito guy that's with the eraser.
Yep. Yep.
Yes, and well, right, exactly.
Remember this, too. You know what?
Humor. It's always fun.
You could get up during the middle class to do what?
Sharpen it.
Go back to the back of the room and sharpen the old pencil.
And that was the old, the old crank.
The old crank.
It just,
They had the fancy ones later on.
Yes. That was fascinating. That was like an escalator. I didn't know what was going on.
And we used that pencil until it was, you couldn't even hold it.
Yeah.
Someone said, got to play the national anthem in the morning on a record player at my school. Mm-hmm. Wow. Someone says, Dad, here, I make my son. Okay, here you go. Dad, here, I make my son lunch every day because he's allergic to eggs, and it makes me nervous for him to eat lunch that school provides.
Yeah.
Quality control, if you will. Good job,
that's understandable.
Dad.
Yeah, good job, Dad. Good call.
Here's one. My uncle works at the landfill, so I got a lot of random toys and other things, one of which was a He-Man lunchbox.
Yes.
Of course, no thermos.
Oh, that's awesome.
No thermos. That's what I should have known. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I loved it. Still exists.
So this is crazy. I've told this story before, Bill. When I was trying to lose weight in the eighth grade, I was losing 20 pounds per year to make the midget pee wee.
How much did you weigh when you started?
It was like I think there was 120 was the weight limit. So I went from 140 to 120, which was terrible. My parents should have had probably somebody step in and go, listen.
Scan!
Your mom and dad.
Yeah, so I would take every day, I would take string beans and
yogurt. String beans, yeah.
String beans and yogurt. That's all I would eat every day. What discipline? Ooh. What discipline in the eighth grade at Moore Junior High School, Roger, to get down to so I could play for the Lynn Haven Raiders, which we were undefeated.
I want to get back to this weight limit thing.
Yeah, I would.
What kind of Communist Party organization
had to weigh in every day?
Sports in Florida.
We would starve. Unreal. I would starve myself to make the weight limit.
You're like a jockey.
You're like a boxer.
I was Angel Cabrera Jr. I was 10 years old.
Doing road work.
Willie Shoemaker in there.
It's a miracle that the scan wasn't called on us to go, we understand you're starving your kid.
Making weight.
I did. I would
sweat. Lock yourself in rooms.
We would run in the wrestling, what do you call it?
The vest, yeah.
Trash bags.
Yes, the suit looking stuff. That's made an evolution. But I want to get back to this weight limit. Yeah. You had a weight limit?
Yeah.
That did not exist in Arkansas.
Yeah, we did.
One, come all.
Yeah, no. I wasn't playing against any 300 pounders when I was 120 pounds.
We had some guys with full beards that I played in the sixth grade.
Somebody says, remember having to clean chalkboard erasers? I never did that. Yeah. What did you do there?
You clapped them together.
You just took them outside.
And you came back inside. You look like you were Pablo Escobar.
Somebody says, Baz has been trying to lose weight since the Bronze Age. Is he still talking about discipline? You know, maybe so. Someone said I had a metal A-team lunchbox with a thermos. Someone said, I still have my metal Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox.
There you
What do you still have from back then, Roger? Do you have anything from your good day?
No.
I got a few Mattel cars, and I think I've got, for example, like I've got not a G.I. Joe, but I've got like the big serpent. That was attacking G.I. Joe in the machine. Yeah.
But you had to have the G.I. Joe, right?
Yes,
you did.
I did. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
but you just maintained the serpent.
That's correct. In the tower.
I've got a few things. I think I still have that talking football game. Yeah. And
it was just cool.
A few things like that.
Here's one. Cold canned corn was perfect in the thermos. Yum. There you go. I remember John Daly had a Pele lunchbox. Has he told us that before on the air?
I don't know.
Mike Loggins, who was a former Razorback baseball player, said there were weight limits in Little Rock for who could carry the football when my son was growing up 15 or so years ago.
Okay. That's in the 21st century. I'm telling you, 1978, Paul Douglas was killing people, and then he had to take one of those Norelco razors and shave before the game.
Has the buzz boosted the signal? Picking up you guys north of Marshall. I don't know, but I like it.
I do not.
It's Clear Day.
Hey, David, ask Bill about the Save College Sports Act. He was not very encouraged about it yesterday on the show. Well, I mentioned earlier that they obviously everybody broke for recess. They did not get it taken care of. This is the Senate side, which you think would be the easier of the two.
Yes.
And they think when they come back, they have a shot at
this getting
it.
This is what happens. It all gets caught up in politics. Can't bring that up for a vote before you bring other stuff up, even though it will pass. So, and look. It's the single biggest impactful thing that can happen to Razorback football, bar none, without a doubt. I mean, it
helps
really
us.
Would be a game changer.
Helps us where
for
we're
the
not.
Yeah,
because,
yes.
There's some stability structure where we're not getting
creates
outbid.
The NIL pool, can't go above an additional $26 million.
Yeah.
One-time shot for transfer portal, the 5-5.
So Arkansas, all the schools that are you know, against it, you know, need to be lobbying their congressional folks to get this thing passed, to get it done.
It's yes. So the thought is, come back, gives the NCAA some limited antitrust protection, which allows them to implement rules. This 5-for-5 thing that they've tried to implement is in federal court now, and they've already they're not going to be able to implement it until that runs its course. So then it has to go to the House. They come back for 2 weeks in September, then everybody leaves to go campaign because, you know, everybody's up, so it's election year. And they won't be back until mid-November. And then you've got in what is in essence called the lame duck Congress, because you got a lot of guys that who maybe have been defeated.
So scabs.
So this is not going to get done until 2027, most likely.
And not so fast, my friend Lee Corso, or as he would say, no, I was going to make a Lee Corso age thing, but I'm not going to do it.
That's
I've been cheered. Then we get a new Congress and it starts all over.
Yeah.
So
who knows
that?
Someone says here this story. Somebody else says something about the story of the snake and the helmet. So, you know, back when we played in the 70s, I can remember the helmet. It was a it's amazing that we you look at the helmets today. Back then it was like a suspended it was like leather. I mean, not leather. It was I can't think of the
styrofoam.
No, inside the helmet were straps. And that would strap would sort of rest
air between the plastic and the strap.
And so apparently that's where the snake was found, a water moccasin. Yeah. Was found. And I was going to say, did you ever have that happening in your Van Buren pointer career?
Never had a water moccasin.
You know how scary that
which
is?
All snakes were water moccasins or rattlesnakes.
Listen, this is not just some little nothing snake, a garden snake.
Yeah.
This is a man killer.
How did it make its way into this 1974 helmet?
I don't know.
No, this is recently.
Oh. No, when one of those space-age lunar landing helmets?
He apparently was in the helmet while the kid was wearing it. The kid put it on. Listen,
what, did he tackle anybody?
He actually puts the helmet on his head, and that snake is somehow in the top of it. Mm. We've got pictures of somebody sent us.
Oh, my gosh.
It may be wedged in there.
It may be one of the craziest stories ever.
And didn't bite him.
Didn't bite him, yeah.
How did he – take it off? My hope would be that he tackled somebody so hard that his helmet came off.
Yeah, no, I don't know how he – he said he felt something moving around in his helmet.
What's going on up there?
It is one of those thick-bodied moccasins. So, Maumel, so you've got the hand of God on you this year if that's the case.
Wow.
Maybe one of the crazier stories that we've heard. By the way, too, it's going to be a hot one out there today.
Oh,
it's going to be 100 basic with 105 heat index.
Brutal.
So be careful out there, all of you folks who are out there working for a living.
Yeah.
You know, we sometimes complain about things, and there's people who go out and spend 8 hours a day in the heat.
Folks out there working hard.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Do want to thank Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall for sponsoring Bill. We find out our neighbor, Roger Smart Jr., is somewhere. How about the hair on Roger Smart
Jr.? He's got a thick, gorgeous head of hair.
Wow, look at that.
You know, as two men who have heads of hair, different colors, of course, but heads of hair, we can appreciate. And when we show up on his doorstep.
Yeah, of course, they're in Whitehall. Roger, we've got graffiti, and we've got 30 more minutes of Bill. Bill's going to have a whole 30 minutes.
Can't wait for graffiti.
So graffiti, let's bring it. Got plenty of content today.
Yeah.
Roger's been playing songs with Paul Lill's calls. He's found the Paul Lill calls.
Oh, yeah.
And he's
Meister Tripper.
He's also cataloging his songs.
Throwing them out there.
Yes. More Roger Scott greatness. Not AI. Can't get that on AI.
You're not getting it.